Step In is a dance form created by African-American college students. In particular, students who became members of historically black fraternities and sororities. And in Step In, we use our hands, our feet, and our voices, our bodies as a collective, as an instrument to make music. And historically, this art form was done as a way to express love and pride and fraternity and sorority life amongst the members. But over the last 15, 20 years, we've seen it spread throughout the culture to where it's not just practiced and celebrated by African Americans, but really as a unique American dance form. And at this point, something that's really accepted and recognized worldwide. And Step Africa's been very involved in making that happen.
Now, how did you personally first learn of stepping and learn about it? Did you participate in it at school?
Yes, I'm a graduate of Howard University in Washington, D.C. And when I was a student there, I was studying marketing. I was a business major at Howard, working on my degree as thousands and hundreds of thousands, millions of students across the country are. I also joined a fraternity. I became a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. And it was there that I not only learned about, fraternity life in terms of the brotherhood and the community service that we did, but also this tradition called stepping. I became exposed to it for the first time. And I was very excited by it. And upon graduation, I moved to Africa, South Africa, actually, Southern Africa. And while there, I came across other dance forms that were similar in spirit to stepping, but had never been connected. So Step Africa was designed to connect stepping with different dance forms in South Africa, in particular the South African gumboot dance, and out of that, and use stepping really as a tool for cultural exchange. So that really has become a very important theme of ours for the last 18 years, is using stepping as a way to bring cultures and communities together.
Now, Step Africa is based in Washington, D.C., and I know that you tour nationally. Do you tour internationally as well?
Sure. We are actually Washington, D.C.'s first and only cultural ambassador. So we represent the city at events all around the world and across the nation as well. But internationally, we've been to maybe over 20, 25 countries in the last several years, performing and sharing the tradition of stepping with international audiences. In fact, we just got back from our first ever tour on behalf of our servicemen overseas. We toured about six military bases in Guam, Japan, and it was really an honor to go there and perform for the troops and their families, most importantly, who are sometimes left behind when the soldiers go away. So it was really an honor to do that. And we just actually returned from that about 4 days ago.
And how large is the company now?
We have 9 full-time dancers. They come from everywhere in the United States, from Oklahoma to New York City. They're with us for most of the year performing. And most importantly, taking the tradition into the schools. We teach about 50,000 children every year about the tradition of stepping. And three concepts that we feel are very important to us are teamwork, commitment, and discipline. So while we're in Arkansas, of course, we'll be on stage, but we'll also be doing some work with children as well. It's very important to Step Africa.
So you do have an educational aspect in addition to the performances.
Yeah, the educational aspect actually came before our performances. Step Africa started off, as an art form created by college students. Academic achievement is critical to us and very, very important. So really the educational outreach came before our developing a more professional performance. So we keep that consistent whenever we come to towns. We don't only want to be on stage. We like to work with children as much as possible.
Why do you feel that it's important to educate people and especially children about this type of dance?
Well, the arts are just a great outlet for young people. It's a great way to teach concepts that we stress in school, but just do it in a different way. So whenever we perform in schools, we want to bring a little light to the school day and bring a little variety to what the students witness every day and make school a great, great, great place to be. Plus, it's also a great chance for us to mentor and talk to children about college and the opportunities that exist. We understand that not every child may want to go to college, but we at least want to present the option to them that if they do want to consider higher education after they finish high school, that college is an opportunity for them. And all of our dancers are college graduates, and so they're really good role models for those kids who want to follow their footsteps.
So for the audience that comes to see you when you're on stage at the Walton Arts Center, what can they expect to see?
Well, I tell you, I'm from Texas originally, so we just did a great show for about 8,000 people in Houston, Texas, which is my hometown. But Arkansas, I kind of consider part of my hometown as well. It's all in the same region. A lot of us. We've been to Little Rock before, but it'll be our first time in Fayetteville, I believe. So we want the audience to come ready to really be participants in the show. I mean, our show is really interactive, and it's designed to engage the audience. They should know they don't have to come and be quiet. You know, a lot of times you come to the theater, you have to just be quiet and watch the symphony perform and not clap to the very end, or watch the ballet perform and not clap to the very end. You know, for a step after performance, you can clap whenever you want to. And the audience and the artists will actually be encouraging the audience to join us in the performance as much as possible. Highly interactive. So just come ready to have a good time with us and make as much noise as possible.